Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. Jared Sandler's coming up in 20 minutes. We'll talk with Sands about tonight's Rangers game, which is pregame coming up at 6:30. Here's Chief with your football's finest.
Yes, sir. Let's get it right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. I have DraftKings, the passing touchdown prop totals for the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Ooh. Who is projected to lead the league in touchdown passes in 2026?
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's on the board. The luckiest quarterback in football, yeah. Thanks to the Brian Broaddus Pro Football
Joe
Focus.
Burrow.
Joe Burrow's on the board.
Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes
is
actually a little bit lower on this here list, and I think it's because they're playing scared with the injury.
Josh Allen?
But Joe Burrow is the number one.
Okay,
right. So congratulations to Dawson.
MVP.
32.5 touchdowns is the line for Joe Burrow's touchdown.
Dak Prescott.
You'd hammer the over on that.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford does come in second with 30.5. And then you get Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, and Dak Prescott tied at 4 with 27.5 touchdowns.
Oh, nice.
So 27.5 touchdowns. And that would be a solid year, especially if you're able to really just run the football. You get 28 touchdowns. That's decent. Usually you're looking for the 30s, though. I mean, you want that, but they're only projecting basically two or three quarterbacks right now of touching that 30 marker.
How many quarterbacks do you think threw for over 30 last year?
Three.
I was going to say three. Give me four.
It is four. Dak with 30, Drake May with 31, Goff with 34, and Stafford with 46.
Golly.
Way ahead of the pack.
I didn't even realize he had that many.
46 touchdowns, just 8 picks.
46. That's a pretty dang large number. Now, I guess we're playing in the world now with the extra game. So, I mean, you've seen the Mannings and the Bradys and the Breezes
50,
go in the 50s.
55.
Which is really just insane.
It's wild, though. I mean, he hasn't had under 27.5 in a healthy season since his first 3 years when he was handing it to Zeke. You know, Dak, if he's healthy, it's definitely over 27. It's 30, it's 36, it's 37. You know, he had the 1 year with 23 and 15 picks, but he didn't play the whole season that year. There was 3 games left on the ledger in 2022 when he got hurt. So he played 13 games, and we were talking about how many picks he threw. But you give him 3 more starts, he's probably going to throw 4 more touchdowns and end up with 27. So I think healthy, it's candy from a baby. Now, he hasn't been healthy in 3 of the last 6 seasons.
It's kind of an every other year thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the thing with Joe Burrow. I don't think I'd bet that either.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point with Burrow. I mean, if he's healthy, it's the same thing. Like, you know, he's gonna be putting up ridiculous numbers. But the health factor is huge there. I was surprised to see, and I don't know, maybe you guys can look this up and see Josh Allen and how many touchdown passes he usually throws for. Because they only have him at 24.5.
25 last year.
25
last year. I think he runs a lot in.
He does run in quite a few, which is going to eat up some of his passing touchdowns. That's part of the reason why you get down in the red zone. You got a guy like Josh Allen, he can help you in a big way. And he will get some on the ground. But, yeah, Dak is, especially in the division, far and away the guy that's projected with the most touchdown passes. Next would be Jalen Hurts when it comes to the NFC East with 22.5, Jaden Daniels 21.5, and Jackson Dart 19.5. So Dak, of course, is projected to throw for the most touchdowns in the division for this season. Now, we also got a little glimpse of Matthew Stafford, who just got the extension with the Rams, and we're finally hearing from him after the Ty Simpson situation. And you always, you know, you never really know how a veteran quarterback is going to take the young guy under his wing. But this was Stafford on with Pat McAfee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm in there with him, you know, in the meeting room on the practice field, trying to share as much knowledge as I can. Listen, I was a big fan of Ty when he was playing at Alabama. I sent him a text after, you know, he got drafted and said, really enjoyed watching you play. Just you were in the wrong jersey. You know, weren't a dog. So, but no, I did enjoy watching him play. He's a talented kid. I'm going to do everything I can to get this team ready to play, to win. But at the same time, share some of the knowledge that I've gained throughout my career, because I wouldn't be in the seat that I am right now talking to you guys after a really good football season. And if I didn't have people that were helping me out along the way too, so I'm happy to do that. But he has been he's been a sponge, man. He's looking to get better. And really, that's everybody on our team, all the young guys that we picked.
And that's a blessing for Ty Simpson right there.
Yeah.
An absolute blessing, because that does not always happen for the young quarterbacks that come into similar situations. Yeah. But being able to learn from Stafford and the McVay situation, like, that is – he's going to be in football 101 for the next 2 or 3 years before likely has to do a whole lot unless Stafford gets hurt.
Yeah, Stafford's wife still podcasting?
I think she punted on that.
Did she punt on that?
Or she just hit the pause button,
in
perhaps.
In week 2 or 3, we might hear some comments from her, you know, some negativity or something, you know. Well, you know,
she's usually been a fan of the backup quarterbacks when it comes to Stafford.
That's a good point. Good point.
It was an unfortunate college situation.
It's a good point, but yeah, you wonder. She can
no,
say
she no longer is active.
She's no longer, well,
the morning after with Kelly Stafford has been canceled.
That's a miss there. I think like in week 2 or 3, we would hear something.
Yeah, she'd be taking shots.
Like, Matthew comes home and tells me this kid is one of the dumbest guys
Ty Simpson's
ever worked with. This guy,
McVay really didn't even want him.
Yeah, I can't believe that McVay would even draft this guy. You know, what is he supposed to know about quarterbacks? Matthew came along and did something for him. Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about that at this point.
See that Mekhi Lemon? We could have had him on our team.
Instead, we had to draft a guy. Yeah,
had to take this freaking Ty Simpson guy.
We would have won the game if only we drafted Mekhi Lemon. You have Adam Schefter on with McAfee as well. He's saying that the Giants remain hopeful about Malik Nabers being ready for week 1 versus the Cowboys, but that sounds a little ambitious, and we'll have to see how much progress he makes. So the idea that Malik Nabers will not be there week 1, helping to ease in for Christian Parker and some of the DBs, no Malik Nabers, that is starting to trend like he won't be there. And we will wish him a speedy recovery, and hopefully he hits the ground running in week 2, you know, and just starts tearing it up.
I can't imagine them having much of a chance of victory, so... I mean, Nabers is good. They lost Wandell Robinson. I'm thinking about betting big on the Cowboys week 1 already. You know, do we got a line on this? Where do I need to get down? FanDuel?
Yeah.
Slayton, Mooney, Fields, Calvin Austin. I mean, I don't think they can exploit the Cowboys' biggest weakness anymore like they were able to last year.
No, not at all. And I don't know. I want to say the line was Cowboys by road game. I think it was Cowboys by 3.5 or something. So, I mean, Vegas.
It's a decent sized number.
It's a decent sized number, but the Cowboys usually go into New York with a healthy squad and they tear them up pretty good. Now, the Eagles, of course, have a new offensive coordinator, Sean Mannion, and he's going to be implementing a lot more under center stuff. So, that'll be interesting for Jalen Hurts to see how he can, you know, acquit himself that way. But then also the outside zone concept. So, you have Saquon Barkley reaching out to Todd Gurley to try and get some help. I wonder what Todd Gurley's up to these days. He's just sort of vanished.
Chilling,
absolutely. Not trying to overextend himself with the bad knees, but Saquon's reaching out to Todd Gurley to be like, hey, how do I need to handle things? Because their entire rushing attack is going to be different. Mm. Like, they have the Stoutland stuff. He's one of the best offensive line coaches in football, has been for a long time, but now they're going to be changing things up and going a different direction with it. So Saquon's reaching out to Todd Gurley to see what do I need to know about how to be efficient in an offense like this, where Todd Gurley was an absolute dog. I mean, you talk about a guy that could have had an unbelievable career. He was a monster. Yeah. If it wasn't for the injuries. So he's getting a little bit of coaching there from old Todd Gurley.
Now, he had a really bad knee, right? Like,
yeah,
he got degenerative arthritis.
Yeah, that was a disaster for him. And then in the college football world, this is all taking place sort of in real time, but I saw this from Yahoo Sports just a few minutes ago, where you have a player for UCLA. Okay, his name is Carson Gordon. and he's one of the quarterbacks on their roster. He was a pretty touted prospect. He's been banged up, but he's also a track star. And there's like some sort of transfer portal loophole situation where if you're a dual sport athlete,
he can use those.
You can actually, he can go into the portal as a track athlete.
Yeah, there you go.
This time of year. Can't do it as football, but he could still play football at the next school that he goes to.
Oh.
So he's a track star. He's entering the portal as a track player, but he's also planning to play football wherever he ends up next.
Sounds like
Texas Tech recruited him out of high school.
And I was just going to say, it sounds like a bunch of football players are about to become two-sport athletes.
I know. Yeah, this is something I'm surprised.
I can shot put it.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to whoever it is that sort of, I guess, representing him or whatever, but you haven't seen this yet, and maybe they'll have to fix things in language about how you can go about this. But for now, it's kind of open season. So I would expect to see maybe some more players. Maybe it's not this year, but at some point using that dual sport loophole to be able to get in the portal when most guys can't. But this could be a guy. I mean, he's undersized. They're saying that he could be actually a receiver, though he's been a quarterback. And I do wonder if Texas Tech would take a shot on him. Now, he's also coming off an ACL, just like Will Hammond is, who's supposed to be the starter now that Sorsby's likely not going to be there. But when the Sorsby stuff becomes inevitable, which it feels like it sort of already is, I wonder if Texas Tech will take a flyer on this guy and just bring in another talented dude, again, off an ACL injury, but he's from Bel Air, Texas. And
went to Missouri City.
And Texas Tech was one of the teams that was recruiting him before he opted for UCLA. So he's a track star, obviously fast as could be, and putting him there at the quarterback position, that could be a nice little cheat code for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Texas Tech, I think that I'm kicking the tires on this thing just to see, why not? Get yourself a dual-threat quarterback. I don't know how much Will Hammond is much of a runner.
He can run.
Can he?
But he is also coming off an ACL. So, I mean, like, how much is he going to have that in his arsenal year one coming back from that? So, why not? I mean, you could even do some packages for him at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to await to see if Texas Tech gets in the mix here for this fella. But thought that was pretty interesting. Now,
I think they might. They're going to have to plug some kind of rule in here immediately. I think this would be a good spot for that old, if you do this, you got to sit out a year on the football side of it, you know?
Ooh, okay.
You can compete in track, but you got to wait your turn.
Bring
in
that
football.
Rule back.
Yeah, that's
baseball,
that's,
too. Like all those sports?
Yeah,
any sport.
Any
like sport. Whatever you're going into the portal for, you can play.
Whenever that window is, you're hitting it.
Yeah.
Anything else that's out of the portal window, you're sitting out that year.
You got to sit him down.
I think that's a good compromise.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good as well. Did you guys see that Dez Bryant was doing like a football camp? Did you guys see the clips of that?
No.
Oh, and he called a kid
challenged.
Out.
Challenged.
Yeah. Got D'd up pretty good.
It seems like he's always at some kind of a practice with his kid. Is this kid like 13 or 14 now and starting to make plays?
Might
maybe
even
15?
Be older.
Yeah.
I thought this kid was getting recruited.
He is.
Okay. I think he's got a couple of sons, but
okay.
I see one of them on social quite a bit.
Looks
pretty big.
Junior,
looks like about high school age.
Class of 28.
Okay.
He's at South Lake Carroll right now.
But he was doing his patented movies down on the goal line. This is just like throw it up to Dez. He's got a high school kid corner going up against him. He had like four tries, and he ended up giving the kid $1,000. He bet the kid $1,000. Same thing happened with Davante Adams. He said whoever
the watch.
The Rolex.
Yeah.
But I think Davante Adams was the one that was actually playing defense in this scenario. He was like guarding wide receivers at his camp. And he was like, whoever beats me, I'm going to give you a Rolex watch. He literally takes the watch off his wrist and gives it to the kid.
Wow.
So, but that's a little bit different because he's having to play DB.
Yeah.
I was made a little bit sad to watch Dez. I know, I can only imagine how frustrated he was.
Yeah.
With this kid kind of locking him up there. And it's in the, now if it was Tony throwing him the ball.
Yeah, different story.
Maybe a different story.
I want to believe that too. I hope so.
I know.
He did score on the second route. He got him on the comeback. But this kid was impressive, dude.
Kid was pretty dang impressive, and he earned himself $1,000. So respect to him.
I mean, 37-year-old Dez, probably 20 pounds over his playing weight. I'm guessing there. I could be wrong. And the Achilles.
Oh yeah,
against an elite high school corner. I mean, I you could see when he was in Baltimore that the elevation was gone, and that was like his superpower. Okay, thank you, Chief. Finest in the books. We got the Expressway coming up next. Jared Sandler's going to join you for a baseball conversation, and what happens with the Rangers next is coming up on the...
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South, but for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And we're going to have a baseball conversation with Jared Sandler here in just a moment. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. A little bit of breaking news. Walt texted and said AZ Fudd's going to get her first career start. So look that up. And I guess the deal is Arike Ogunbowale is out with an illness, which clears the path for AZ Fudd to start for the Wings tonight as they host the Aces.
The Aces are in town, yeah.
Aces are like championship quality still.
Yep.
Yeah, got the multi-time MVP and all that. So it's going to be tough, but I think the Wings are up to the challenge now. You know, this is a very legitimate quality WNBA basketball team we have to pull for. And I guess if the Rangers slip up tonight and things get ugly in a hurry, I'm going to be fishing around looking for that Wings game on TV. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to them playing at the AAC here starting next year. Do you think they're going to be able to pack the house? Is there enough interest? I don't know. We'll find out.
Not game in, game out. I don't imagine it'll be every game. But, I mean, she's just off Fudd off that 24 points, her and Becker's both.
I think she hit 5 threes and a quarter, which was a WNBA record.
Yeah, 6 of 12 from downtown that game. She was rocking.
Yeah, yeah, she was. And, you know, if she can just make threes and play great defense, they have good post players. They obviously have Paige Beckers, good guard play. Like, the great thing about Fudd, and I think this league in general, is she's not coming into a situation where she's got to do everything. There's an excess of quality players in the WNBA. That's why, like, a Haley Van Lith can just get cut. It's like, sorry, there's other good players that are unemployed right now. Sure. We're gonna move on from you and bring another one in, and, you know, you can go play in Russia in the offseason or something like that. I think there's a pretty good league over there. Okay.
It's something real quick about the WNBA rule. And I was just looking at this up because I was making sure that the Aces are still are good.
Yeah.
They're 4-2 right now. I believe I got this right. They haven't lost on the road yet.
Oh.
So their losses have been at home. They have not lost on the road. So
all right.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that sounds like a tough test. Mm-hmm. But these Wings are probably up to it as Jared Sandler joins us now here on The Fan. Buddy, how we doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, you know, just hanging out, getting ready for this baseball game tonight and hoping that we don't have to put the Rangers on no-hitter watch against Eric Geddy. This guy had their number last time, didn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's having a great year. You know, it's interesting. He's a guy who he decided that he didn't want to throw as hard as he did last year. Felt like that was actually maybe detrimental. So fastball not as hard. He doesn't throw his curveball as hard. It's I don't know if you guys remember Charlie Morton, who pitched for a number of teams, including the Astros, but he has a curveball that has similar movement, like a similar movement profile to Charlie Morton's. And that was one of the best curveballs in the game when he was throwing it and didn't throw it like a power curve per se. And so you know, I don't know. You know, for guys like that, you see him a second time in a couple weeks, maybe it helps, but maybe it doesn't. I guess we'll find out. But he's been awfully good this year. It wasn't just against the Rangers. He's got an ERA coming into tonight at 1.32. That's not a joke.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup on a night like tonight, but hopefully the Rangers rise to the challenge. Did want to circle back with you on the DeGrom start from last night because it was a big part of our conversation yesterday going into it. It felt like it was a good bounce-back game for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, gosh, Yordan Alvarez is hitting home runs off of, you know, everyone, it seems like, this year and especially this series. I thought so. It obviously wasn't like, hey, 11 strikeouts dominant or anything, but gosh, you give up 2 runs over 6 innings, you know, that's pretty good. I thought it was a really good start against a good lineup, and definitely good to see for sure.
Okay, so speaking of Yordan, how big of a sin is it in that situation to give up a 3-0 lefty on lefty, a go-ahead dong?
Yeah, well, first of all, just a little bit of research. He, with that home run, tied the record for most home runs in a single series hit against the Rangers. It's been done a handful of times, guys hitting 5 home runs in a series, trying to figure out the major league record. So we'll see if he is within striking distance of that. But second player this year to have 5 home runs in a series, Mike Trout had 5 home runs against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium earlier this year. Gavin, I think my, you know, my thoughts on that, and I thought Skip gave a great explanation after the game, but if it's Shohei Ohtani, then it's a different story. I have to pitch to Shohei Ohtani in that spot. I at least have to give myself a fighting chance, because Shohei Ohtani runs like the wind. And if he gets on to begin the eighth inning as the go-ahead run, that walk could very easily turn into a double. He's scoring from first on a double. He's scoring from second on a single, right? All these different things are in play. Yordan's on the other end of the speed spectrum. He doesn't run at all. You know, all the injuries over the last few years, he is slow as slow. And so if he gets on first, he's still two hits away from scoring. Right, a double probably doesn't score him unless it really rattles around and you misplay a carom or something like that. But with nobody out, especially on a ball that's not an obvious double off the bat, he's got to hold a second. He's not scoring on a double. And so, you know, I think the challenge there is, you know, all right, so what if you walk him? You know, it's not like you got murderer's row coming up. And the other thing, too, is, all right, let's say Tyler Alexander lands that pitch for a strike or it's fouled off. Now the count's 3-1. Are you like, are you fired up about that? You know, I still don't know that you are. So, what you know, Skip's explanation afterwards I thought made sense. Hey, you throw a sweeper out of the zone, try get him to hit something off the bat, knowing that he was probably going to have the green light and be aggressive in that spot. But you obviously run the risk of not throwing it out of the zone. And when you got a guy going the way Yordan Alvarez is going, he's just not missing, and he didn't miss last night.
So, yeah, I guess MLB doesn't track home runs per series, so you're going to have to do the work on that yourself. It's probably 6 or 7, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. There's a database that does have some series research, but you can't search in larger than 10-year increments. So I've got to go... Huh. Like in 10 years, you know, so it'll take a little bit of time, but hopefully I'll have that answer by first pitch.
Okay, you feeling good about Eovaldi, speaking of first pitch?
I'm feeling good about Eovaldi for sure. I don't know what Spencer Arrighetti's going to give up tonight, but I definitely feel great about Nathan Eovaldi, given the Rangers, you know, the very best chance. I am curious what the Rangers are going to do with Yordan Alvarez, two batters into the game. If it was any other pitcher, if it was anyone other than Eovaldi or DeGrom, it's probably an auto walk. Like, you give him 4 balls, perhaps, if you get Jeremy Pena out or if Pena doubles or triples. But, you know, for Nathan Eovaldi, I don't know if he's going to be okay with it. You know, I think he's going to say, hey, I'm going to go after him. And so I'm curious to see. I'm definitely curious to see how they handle him situationally in general. But Nathan Eovaldi, you know, and any start, I feel really good about.
Are we going to put this game in motion starting tonight?
You mean like get the running game?
Yeah.
What is that you're asking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bag stealing offense.
We do need the bag stealing offense. I'm looking at the
Thank
lineup
you.
Though, and
yeah,
Eric, I hate to tell you, you know, they're really, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 guys who could legitimately steal a base without the element of major surprise, but you know, Nicky Lopez. Not a guy that gets on base a whole lot. You know, Evan Carter can, and hopefully he's starting to turn things around. But, you know, he's obviously had a tougher time, you know, at the plate this year. But, yeah, I mean, the bag stealing offense is one that I would love to see the Rangers employ more. They don't have great speed in their lineup in general. But, you know, they got to figure out ways to score runs, especially here at home, if the long ball is not going to be a huge part of it.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a great night, and we will catch up with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. See you, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. The Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Without further ado, we go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. How you doing on a Thursday, ladies' night, Thursday? What my man say? Crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him, buddy.
Crack him if you got him.
Did Gia become a big thing here? Because I know, like, in the 90s,
Gia.
It was massive in Washington State at the University of Washington.
Yeah, shout out to MC8.
Yes.
Gia. Straight up menace. Shield. Boy, that was a jam, though.
It was, dude.
That was a traumatic movie to watch, though. My God. All right, this piece of audio will be going for 2 today, right here. It comes from the Cubs Baseball channel on YouTube or all on your social medias, wherever you can find them. Cubs Hall of Fame catcher Jody Davis was telling the story about, telling the story about a mound visit. It's a pretty interesting story, and it pays off at the end. Pay attention.
What's the craziest thing that ever happened in a mound conversation when you would come out from behind the plate and you'd go to the mound?
Oh, God. It's got to be a Rick Sutcliffe story. We're in Cincinnati, and when a Red hits a home run, they shoot fireworks while he's running around the bases. Boom, 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 boom. Well, Sutcliffe shakes me off one day and gives up a freaking solo, and the runner's running the bases. The fireworks are booming. So the next guy comes up, and we get in the middle of the count. Suck gives up another one, back to back. Fireworks are going off, boom, 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 boom. So I go out to the mound, and he's screaming at me before I even get to the dirt. Get back behind the plate. I know I made a mistake. Yada, yada. Why are you coming out here? Go back. We get in the middle of the count, and he gives up another one, back to back to back, solos. So now Billy Connors, the pitching coach, is coming out. And the same thing. Sutch starts screaming at him when he's coming across the third baseline, and he's yelling at him, and big Sutcliffe, and why are you coming out here, Billy? Damn it, I know I made a mistake. Why are you coming out here? Why are you coming out here, Billy? Billy Connors looked at him and said, I'm just giving that fireworks guy time to reload. And he turned around and walked back to the dugout.
Giving that fireworks guy time to reload. Your sorry ass.
I think I can listen to Jody Davis tell a story. If he's got other ones, man.
Yeah.
What a narrator? Was that an orator?
Orator.
Yeah. Storyteller.
Orator.
All right, it is a ladies' night here, so I have a whole lot of clips at around the ladies. This one right here is not like a lady, but a lady caused this one. And I think we've all kind of been through this one. We have a heartbroken man going through it in New Mexico. I believe it's Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was just, he was washed. He looked like maybe he was drunk or something. Looked like he was going through something. A type of something where you would see him and say, hey, man, are you okay? And you would get this story.
Do you need help, man?
I caught my wife of 6 years sleeping with another man.
Right now?
Right now.
Where at?
And instead of beating her ass, I just left.
In those apartments over there?
Yes.
You ran across the... Guys.
And instead of putting my hands on the bitch, I left.
You left that bitch.
And I can't even f***ing walk, dog.
Dog.
I can't even walk.
All right, dude. Well, I'm going to go eat some Bubba's.
Yeah, you go eat, bro.
You enjoy your night,
dog. I appreciate you for checking up on me.
I got
you're a real one.
I got you.
You go eat, bro.
I would have told you to
get up.
Get your ass on the ground.
All that crying. Get up.
Yeah.
Pull yourself together, man.
Can't imagine her finding a better man than that, you know?
He loved her, bro.
He really did.
He loved her. She had no respect. She did it at the crib. At the crib, bro. She didn't even hi, fam.
Those apartments got a lot of dudes lurking around, sneaking around in the hallways.
Oh, man.
Meeting them at the mailbox, you know?
Hey.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful those apartment spots.
You gotta watch them. We have a hit and run situation.
In shape at the gym. Crap.
Yeah, using the facilities.
Oh, man. There they are at the pool.
Yeah, the girl just taking out the trash. That's why you should have took that trash out, dog.
Yeah.
That's why you should have took that trash out, player. Right. You gotta protect her from these creeps. We have a hit and run situation. The girl catches up to a man that hit her car in the parking lot. And it is wild because he is not giving up any information. In fact, that's just a little scratch.
Yo, sir, you got your insurance information for me, yes or no?
Sorry, no.
No? Okay.
You are lying.
I'm not lying about nothing. Stop your car. You're not going nowhere.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? You crashed into my car.
Please, you have my
information. So, go take your car over there. Well, I don't have your license
registration. I can't stop, okay? Don't do that, okay?
Stop your car.
I can't because you guys lie. I just scratched a little bit. You say,
so what?
You
say me. So if it's a little bit, give your license.
Doesn't matter, okay?
He's a lawyer.
You have to stop.
Why am I stuck?
You damaged the car. You have to stop.
Okay, take my prey, okay?
So give your license or registration.
Do you have your license?
I can't give to you. Police coming, I give it police.
So we need a way here for the police.
I can't wait for
police! Police! They're right there. They're coming. No worries. You wait right here for them.
Just be easy. Be
cool.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be cool as hell.
What's the big deal? Only little scratch.
So what's going to pay for it? If it's not a big deal, then you're going to pay for it.
I started for that, but you say everything is my fault.
What's the big deal? It's just a little scratch.
Okay, yeah, what's the big deal? I'm going to be chill.
It's a big deal.
Just a little scratch.
A little scratch.
Sound like he might have been hammered too.
He was so chill about it. He had a Lacoste tattoo, a little alligator.
Yeah, okay. A little alligator, yeah.
I've never seen that on
like
somebody.
On his chest, like where
right
he
there on
a shirt?
His forearm.
Oh, okay. Pretty cool tattoo,
What's
I think.
What's the big deal? It's just a little scratch. I'm just going to scratch your car and drive off. Oh my gosh. How about this one? We got a prank on Pops. She's pranking him. This is not real. But she called her dad and said that her and her boyfriend broke up. And in fact, he put me out, packed all the clothes.
Oh, no.
Dad must have really liked this guy, or he's just feeling for the daughter in this situation.
Hello?
Daddy.
Hey.
What you doing?
I'm watching the game. What's going on?
Daddy, I'm just so mad.
For what? For what?
Daddy, because, like, JJ just packed up all his clothes, and he said he don't want to be with me no more. And he let
me, God. What happened?
He just said he don't want to be with me no more.
He's taking clothes off.
Yeah, he let me.
Why are you going through that right now? He gone?
Yeah, he did me like that.
He packed his clothes up.
Yep, he packed all his clothes up, and he just said he don't.
Robin, what
do
you
do?
I didn't do nothing.
Left me why everything going bad, huh?
Yep, left me, Daddy. I think,
man,
Daddy.
He's a bitch.
He must really like that little future son-in-law.
Oh, man.
What did you do?
What'd you do?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he thought, man, I know my daughter. She might have done something.
What'd you do?
Yeah, no words of wisdom. He was just cussing with you.
Man, that was great support, though. I think that's what
support.
Women want when they complain.
Yeah, they just want you to crash out with them.
Yeah,
they want you to crash out with them, bro.
Don't fix it.
Fix it. Just crash out with them.
Don't provide any solutions.
Nope.
No.
Can't believe this happened to you, man.
I can't even believe it.
Wow. That's how I did when it comes to them wings the other day.
God, I can't believe it, man.
They won't do that for you.
It's all new to me.
Do that.
I need to get with it.
Garlic Parmesan hot sauce? Come on.
Yeah, the Parmesan hot sauce, bro. All right, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Hold up.
Hey, hey. Whoop. There it is. Hey.
My dance in my $1,000 pants. All right, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend, Dr. Pastor, and politician, Mr. Freddie Haynes. I got a throwback Thursday classic for you right here. Man went hella viral a long time ago named LaVon Bennett, a.k.a. Crash Cut. He is a singer with about 116 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Okay.
Killing him. He's smoking them right now. He was invited to a church to sing this song called The Secret Is Out. He went viral for this.
I forget the secret out. Yeah. The secret is out. My Jesus commands.
Why are they clapping?
Jesus commands for me.
He's hitting a note every now and then that sounded good.
Every now and then is amazing.
Yes. He just needed like a coach.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're almost
this,
there, bro.
Less of that. All right, it's time to vote.
Yeah, please.
We got Jody Davis, your one-time champ. We got a heartbroken man going through it. We have the insurance info request. We got the prank on Pops and LaVon Bennett, a.k.a. Crash Cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jody. Chief, how about you?
Yeah, same here.
Lucius?
I would hate to be in a situation with him. Let's see here. Jody, Joni, Bamba, Dee, Bamba, Ba, Dumba, Dibba, Da. Prank on Pops.
We're at 2-1, Wolchuk.
I'm going with the Prank on Pops as well.
Make Brian? It 3.
Okay, in comeback fashion by a score of 3-2. It's your pop prank that is your current champ. If you ever miss it, tune in every afternoon, 2:20, right before Wolchuk's Top 10. Lucius replays the champ for you every afternoon. And speaking of Lucius, here he is with LA Live.
Ladies Night Edition of LA Live, right after the great Rick James.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
Why is it rude to ask a woman how old she is?
That's old.
That's old school?
Old school. I think if they look old.
Yeah. This weekend in La Jolla, I was talking about that, and then Kenan said after the show, it was a lady that told him, like, tell Tony it's rude to ask a woman how old she is. And I was like, why? What we talking about, man? So I don't want to be talking to you and it's a mystery. I want to know what references you going to get. I want to be like, remember when the first Beetlejuice came out? You ain't see Beetlejuice, the first one? Who's in it? Oh, wow, man. You're too young to be talking to, man. So maybe that's what it is. If they look old, they just be like, Don Ass. Tell them it's rude to ask a woman how old she is. I wasn't asking you, Mildred. I knew you was old.
I knew you were old, Mildred.
Where did that come from? Why can't we ask your age? Gotta know nowadays, baby. Hey, this is LA Live for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. It is a Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night Edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the Tolo ladies that listen to this here station. You are appreciated. Your perspective is appreciated as well. In fact, I have a question for you. This is a classic, what would you do type of situation. The timeline has been split over this. I'm going to need your help too, guys, by the way. And Tolos listening, male Tolos. Shout out to you. Ladies, y'all all right? Fellas, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, people and bots have been going back and forth on the timeline after a kid smelled his neighbor's barbecue. Then he knocked on the door asking for some food. Here's how the clip went.
I ain't trying to be rude, though, but you still grilling?
Nah, we done now.
Oh, y'all just finished today?
Yeah.
Y'all got some leftovers?
Nah, we ain't ate yet.
Oh, I was almost done.
What's your name, man?
I'm trying to get some food. I saw y'all grill, but I was like, y'all grilling?
Do you live up the street?
Yeah.
Okay, well, next time we grill, I'll make sure to get something extra for you, okay?
Okay.
So, cause do you like, it's not grilling, but do you like Cheeto puffs?
Yeah.
You like Cheetos? Okay. There you go,
bud. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Little buddy got sent home with two bags of Cheeto Puffs.
Ooh.
Point of contention here. Half of the internet says a little buddy deserved a proper plate. You know, there's a little hungry child in your neighborhood. You feed a village, in a sense, you know? You don't want to
see that.
Leave a child starving, especially if they knocked on your door. The other half of the internet says that children should not be encouraged to knock on random doors asking for food, citing safety concerns and general neighborly etiquette.
Yeah.
There might be some neighborly etiquette going on. You never know the dynamic between the families. They might be really like community vibing, you know, like I'll help you, you help me. We borrow and stuff all the time. So I could see that for sure. I wonder what they grilled and if they only had enough for the people there. Like, sometimes you're doing a brisket, and it's unlimited damn near. Sometimes you did five burgers, and there's five people
in
your family.
I bet they did the burgers.
Man, we really like to help this kid.
Yeah.
Next time we'll make
it. Like you said, we already ate it. Like, it's done.
Well, they didn't eat it yet. They just finished making it, and they haven't sat down to eat yet.
Oh,
so there was still food available.
Oh, okay. No,
there was still food available out there. So people were saying, like, who doesn't have leftovers at a barbecue?
Plate's got to go.
She backed it up by saying that she was cooking some plant-based sausage.
Ugh.
Some salmon and chicken.
All right. Go
and she said, she also said this in quotes, nothing he would have wanted, so I gave him some chips.
Oh, goodness.
Well, how do you know what he would have wanted?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like just, I mean, chicken?
Some chicken?
I think he asked the kid, hey,
listen. You can have the salmon.
This is what I got.
We got, hey, we got salmon. What would you like? Would you like some salmon? Would you like some chicken? Would you like, you know.
You definitely don't want these plant-based sausages. I understand that.
Well, so obviously they're cooking the chickens because somebody didn't want the plant-based sausages.
Yeah.
See, that's probably for a specific person.
Yeah, that person's like, I ain't eating that crap.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, generally speaking here, you're gonna give more than just some chips to the kid.
Yeah.
You know, but also agreed on the first part where it's like, I'm never going to tell my kid to go knock on somebody's door. I can't imagine that his family.
They didn't even know. You hear him ask, like, oh, you live in a neighborhood? I don't even know you, kid. You don't even play with my kids.
Yeah, that's a ballsy move, you know, but it's a kid.
Yes,
you know, kids are going to do random crap that their parents would be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why would you even consider doing that?
Why not see him
again?
But
if you got food, I think you're giving them some of that chicken, some of that salmon.
Yeah, if you have leftover, you know?
I think you're giving the chicken for a kid. Unless he likes the salmon,
Then you have to be careful because you don't know if this kid has any type of allergies or whatever. Yeah, now you're responsible.
No, that's a good point.
Take the damn Cheetos and go.
Well, I mean,
at least they gave me
allergic
Cheetos.
To that.
You can ask though. Are you allergic to anything?
Yeah.
I hate salmon. Okay. You know, we got that. We won't give that to you.
I think if he knocked on any one of our doors, we would have all probably given him more than Cheetos.
Yeah, he would have got a hot. I would have gave him a chicken thigh or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, some sides. Here you go, buddy.
I mean, if you're hungry enough to go knock on a neighbor's door, you might be super hungry.
Or greedy.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Because you can smell that barbecue in the air. Now, you might be a starving kid.
Yeah.
Whose parents are probably not there because they're working all the time or something.
Was the kid heavy set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Respectfully.
All right. So maybe he was being greedy?
He was just hungry.
Possibly.
He's probably not hungry. He's probably not going hungry.
Here, let me give you some money to buy a pizza. What do you say?
Well, that's crazy that you say that part right there, Mr. Broaddus, because the follow-up on the story is, because of all this internet backlash, she had a pizza party for him. Yeah. I think it was today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Or maybe yesterday. They had a pizza party to try to post that up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he was, and they're crushing some pizza in the background, too, bro.
There you go.
All right.
Pizza party. Gets everybody going.
What if we're at the crawfish boil? Do you invite him to the table?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, come on. You go to the table?
Come on over.
Or do you just give him like a box of some crawfish with some potatoes and a corn? and say a call it a day. Just give him a to-go box.
Yeah, I'm giving him a to-go box.
You ain't letting him
Depends on how annoying he is. You know, some 8-9-year-olds, very annoying, won't shut up.
Yeah.
So we probably know the kid, you know?
Hopefully you know the kid. He doesn't sound like he knows them, but they know them now. The whole internet knows them. Yeah. So all of us would have gave the kid some food the first round.
Yeah. Not just the Cheetos. I would have come up with something.
Yeah.
Made him a turkey sandwich or something in the fridge, you know?
I'm not making anything extra. Whatever I got right here, bro.
Dude, you're putting us in a
weird
position.
I'm kind of a sucker, though. Abby had this friend for a while, and she was coming over, and they were playing. And then one day, her older brother knocks on the door, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like 12 or something. He's like, hey, I heard you got an Xbox over here. I'm like, yeah. He goes, do you mind if I play it?
Oh, no. Wow.
Like, he said yes. I was like, bro, I'm going to be in my office getting ready for the show, but knock yourself out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come in my crib and play the Xbox.
I have not his name.
That is crazy.
You mind if I play it?
Probably boosted your scores a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I've knocked on neighbors' doors to go hoop on their goal or something like that. Like, you mind if we hoop out here?
Sure.
I never like to go inside and play your Xbox unless I knew why.
Neighbor kids have asked now because we got a lot next to the house, my mom and dad's house, and they got a lot. And the neighbor kids asked now to come play baseball over there.
Oh, that's cool.
They knock on the door. Awesome. And the little kid brought me some chocolate cake. Like it was at a party. He goes, here's some chocolate cake. Thanks for letting us play.
Nice.
And I'm like, but so well, these kids. Kid. Yeah, these kids just, they knock on the door and they say, do you mind if we play baseball? I'm like, yeah, go for it. There's like 10 kids out there playing baseball. It's kind of cool.
Broaddus is out there, all-time pitcher.
I'm yelling at him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Move your ass. Get to the ball.
All right, let me do this real quick here.
You've been together a long time, too. Your wife, you give me a list of things to do around the house. Am I right, fellas? A honey-do list. Honey-do this, honey-do that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine ever walking up to your wife, had her listening, going, here, get this done. Yeah. Let me know how that works out for you.
That's bad.
Not in a million years would it ever occur to any of us to try and pull that one off.
I don't know, bro. I definitely left my lady some instructions.
Oh, there you go.
And you should Can you follow some instructions? Mm. I don't do it all the time, but you got to leave her some instructions every once in a while. Make sure she follows through for you, that she has your back right there. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on Ladies Night. Hold up. Oh! Shoot, man.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Let's go to Detroit. Detroit, what up, though, real quick? Fox 2, there was a landlord using one of his tenants' crib as a stabbing cabin.
Oh.
He waited till they were gone, and he took a little old street meat over there. He got caught on all the cameras.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how we know about it. Now it's a national story.
Oh, gosh.
Let's go to Fox 2 Detroit for the story here.
Yeah, you never know what you're walking into when you come into work here at Fox 2 Roop. Now, the tenants in Westland, they say that the tenant and his special little friend, they position themselves right in front of the security camera. We had to look at all that footage, very clear what they're doing. We paid a visit to that tenant to see what he had to say for himself.
He walked back and forth through here naked. And
what did he do in the kitchen? I saw him come out with some kind of rag or something.
I don't know. Might have been.
You better find that rag, fam.
Yeah, find that rag. Yeah.
You better retrace all of those steps.
Yeah.
Whose rag was that? Your rag? My God, bro. Disrespectful dude.
I make a sandwich, but I don't know. It's creepy.
Their landlord was supposed to be removing dead birds from the attic. Instead, he was giving a lesson on the birds and the bees on camera. Yeah, bonnet down, legs up.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Bonnet down, legs up.
News broadcast?
Wow.
Bonnet down, legs up.
Must be sweeps week.
Bees on camera. Bonnet down, legs up for about an hour. That landlord has...
Bro.
Nice stamina. Right.
Yeah, we need questions about that. We need total answers.
Was that Blue Chew? Was that Viagra?
Was that the whole ordeal in front of the camera? Like, what are we talking about?
That was the boner bears, bro.
the boner bears really kicked in strong.
Hour is crazy.
Yeah, was there a break? Was that two sessions?
That's what I'm saying.
That just kind of...
It's a marathon, man.
Had a sandwich, she said, right?
Clearly.
Bonnet down, legs up for about an hour. That landlord has some explaining to do. We tracked him to his Canton Township home. Is this you, naked in a tenant's home? What?
What? How the hell did you get this?
What a reporter.
Fool said, what? Is this you, naked?
What happened to that rag?
Yeah, please, where is that rag?
Golly.
What did you do? Did you take that with you? You can. That is yours now, bro.
Take that with you.
Take that with you. What a wild dude, man.
That is crazy.
I got to hear the very end when he got confronted. I like that. Hold on one time.
Naked in a tenant's home? What?
What?
What? Is
this you?
What?
Hell no, it's not me.
That's crazy. That's free rent for the next year, bro.
For real.
Is he a married guy? Is that why?
That's what They caught him in front of his crib.
His pad wasn't available.
His pad wasn't available, so he took him to one of the attendants' house. Hey, they're not there.
Got keys.
Supposed to be doing some work.
Yeah.
And they're not going to work with you.
Classy gal.
Yeah. She had some Nike Air Maxes on or something like that. I can see them joints up in the air, bro.
They were dirty and scuffed.
Yeah, she's a runner. She's a track star.
She's a runner.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise on a feel-good Friday. Y'all be safe out here. Hey, don't forget, the biggest game in the NBA season is happening tonight.
Yeah.
Biggest game NBA season. I holla. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. I'll get you some keys to victory coming up at 6:20. But coming up next, Wolchuk, we got a proper round tripper.
Let's do it. More Ohtani greatness, the latest power rankings, and who do the Rangers take in a 2019 redraft. That's next.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.